This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Don and Mike Show. Pinch hitting for Lou Brock. Don and Mike.
I played the NFL's thing there because I think we're about 10 minutes away from the great JB from Fox NFL Sunday.
Always a pleasure.
And America's favorite hillbilly, Terry Bradshaw from Fox NFL Sunday.
And they're going to have a little point counterpoint.
Remember, the deal is that JB asked us to send him in a bunch of insults
right
to Terry Bradshaw.
Right.
He's tired of Terry Bradshaw saying that he's fat.
Right.
And our listeners were great. Went to DonandMikeWebsite.com.
People went nuts.
Something like 4,000 put-downs. And we sent them all to JB, and he's been using them on the air.
And he's fantastic with them, too, because he works them in at the right time. And he's not only used them at the beginning of the show, he's used it at the end and the updates that he gives on Fox. It's fantastic.
Yeah, he was a little awkward at first working his way into it.
But he's very happy to have them, and I think Terry's a little jealous now that he doesn't have a stockpile like that.
And the one that I heard, I don't know if it was last weekend or the weekend before, it was on one of the regional games I was watching on the dish. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't to a nationwide audience. Maybe it was during the Seattle Giants game when at the halftime, the JB turned and said, "Well, there goes Terry, lying through his tooth."
That's one of ours.
That came from our listeners. So anyway, we'll have JB here in just a second. God, so many things I'd like to tell you about. First, and we've got tape on this. We should slow down on the Letterman and Oprah thing. I thought it sucked ass.
He definitely did because he was kissing. Now, that's all he was doing, obviously, and I thought it was a little one-sided.
I'm not looking for Letterman to have Oprah on his show and then have her sit down and have him say, "God, you're a big, fat pig."
Yeah, no, not going to happen.
I don't expect that, but on the other, well, we've got tape. Anyway, you're going to see a lot of media play about this today.
Well, the thing that I found with Letterman was that he really felt that he needed to repair whatever damage had been done. She comes out, of course, and claims that there's no damage done whatsoever, that there is no feud, which I thought was BS because her tone and some of the things she said indicated otherwise.
She's just an uptight bitch. I mean, she really believes that her number two does not smell, and I bet it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And I bet it's potpourri.
Probably not.
But anyway, we got the tapes of that. That was disappointing.
Yeah.
The Letterman was disappointing last night. Do we have the Robert the Mailman tape?
It's burning even as we speak.
Okay. Robert the Mailman came in yesterday, unbeknownst to us, during the show, to record his Christmas greeting.
Oh, good.
Now, as it turns out, we're not going to be able to air it in its entirety.
Shocker.
Because I guess he not
fit for the air.
He not only slams clients, he slams virtually every race and religion.
We gave you the first 90 seconds or so, and even that had to be bleeped somewhat.
Wow.
It gets into specific organizations that we felt best not to mention.
Incredible.
So we'll preview it today.
He's still angry then from when he came in and burned up his PlayStation.
Xbox.
Mike. Xbox.
We'll have the entire Robert Mailman thing for you on Monday, but we'll give you a taste on that today.
Good.
Oh, and Xbox 360, thank you to everybody. I have my name.
You're all set.
That's all I want to say.
Uh-huh.
I have my gay Clooney name. It's not Danny Ocean 11.
Okay.
But I got, I think, a great Clooney name.
Got a good one.
Good. So thank you. Thank you to the person who sent an email to our website. And
you got it worked out?
Swapped with him. And anyway, so
beautiful.
So that's it. So just someday I'll tell you the name.
Good.
Someday I'll tell you the name.
All right.
But for Xbox 360, got a great name. Yesterday I talked about American Express.
Yes.
And how I was having a problem ordering stuff online because the credit cards, some of them were in Frida's name as the primary name, and we've had to switch the billing addresses, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Today's story is about Visa.
Ah, but they did recommend, American Express recommended you use your Visa.
No. Well,
at the end of the conversation yesterday with the supervisor, you said, "Do you have any suggestions?"
Yeah.
And he said, "Yeah, use your Visa."
Yeah, but he said it with a laugh, with a laugh in his voice.
Right.
And American Express
song in his heart.
American Express did get the problem settled.
Good.
So today I'm on the internet trying to order, and thank you, Al Gore, for that, making the intro net.
Yeah.
Trying to order some Christmas gifts.
One of his best inventions.
Oh, hold on. Here is
Robert. One of them.
This is Robert's Christmas greeting?
Yes, Robert the Mailman's Christmas greeting. Now, we can't play you the entire thing. We can play you 90 seconds.
Or so, and you might not even want to play all
of it. Has this been edited?
Yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing that the FCC will have trouble with. I don't subscribe to his thoughts.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Robert the Mailman. I just want to say it's not the PC thing to do nowadays, but I just want to give everybody season's greetings my way. To my fellow Christians, Merry Christmas. You anal-retentive, Bible-thumping, intelligent design, invading another country. Let's keep an open mind here and stop de-evolving. I don't believe there's a God, but that's me. To my towelhead friends, happy car bomb. I hope the next 12 months brings you death, pestilence, diseases, earthquakes, floods, and a heat-seeking missile with a picture on the side of it of Osama bin Laden getting by an American Eagle. Happy car bomb. Oh, and don't let me forget, happy Kwanzaa, whatever the hell that means. And last but not least, to the so-called Jewish friends, happy Hanukkah to the people who killed, what was his name? Jesus Christ, those guys.
Wow.
Okay. But to all of you, I just want to wish you guys happy holidays and that you're all nuts. And to my lovely girlfriend who cussed me out the day before Thanksgiving because I ruined her Thanksgiving, I'm the reason she didn't get her turkey. To the lovely BA, I love how I'm battered around as the loser who BA would least likely sleep with. But BA, look at the pictures on the website for my last appearance and tell me that you could turn me down. Make up your mind from there.
Now, that's all we have for now. Here's Johnny Norman, who's in charge of this tape. John, how long does Robert ramble on here?
It's about 3 minutes total, and it is probably the most slow-burn angry I've ever seen Robert. He just wandered into my studio, apparently off the street, and says, I need to record something.
This was yesterday,
this
right?
This was yesterday. Just closed the door and opened up the mic and turned him loose. It was... I mean, he slams all the religions. He's beating up on clients.
So can you clean it up and beep it up for Monday?
Yeah.
That's the right
answer.
It's
going to be tough, but I will have something for you.
That's a winning answer. Thank you. Cool. Boy, he does sound mad.
And he'll be mad that we edited him, even though we had to.
Yes. Well, there's some things.
That's
what
he does.
Like, he's talking about
Osama blanking up the blank.
Some of it was patriotic, I thought.
Yeah, the eagle?
Yeah, right.
I like the eagle part.
In his own way.
Yeah, correct. Okay, so yesterday I went through the thing with American Express.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, the billing is not the same as the shipping address now, and there was a problem there.
They worked it out for you.
And yes, and they were very nice. Today I was on a website, and they only took Visa and MasterCard. Oh. So I think, no problem. I get out the Visa. I do the... And it comes right back up with, cannot accept. So I think, okay, simple process. I went through this yesterday with American Express. They were very nice. I'll do the same thing with Visa.
Good.
The call, the number. Again, thank God for that thing that's on our website, on our links page at DonandMikeWebsite.com, to be able to push, I think it was *655.
And get right through?
You push it five times, and you get right through to the live operator.
Cool.
So... I get it.
Is there a beeping sound in the background?
Squeaking, I think.
Do you hear that, Buzz?
Yeah,
driving me nuts.
Like a ringing.
Mike, it's our tape deck.
Hold on.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought I was going nuts. I'm glad to hear it's something.
Oh, no. This studio's been making sounds all week.
Yeah.
Don't you remember earlier this week there was another beep, beep, beep from the computer?
Yeah.
That hard drive has been replaced, so we're okay with that. This usually...
For whatever reason, that was getting to the point where I was just having trouble... Even concentrating with that sound.
It's not like we're broadcasting in here.
No, not at all.
No, but that's the only working tape deck in the building, so we're kind of a slave to it. About that.
I think the password is tape deck.
I get to hit stop in a second, so it'll stop.
Well, you're coming back.
So the... So I call Visa.
Yes.
And I get a real pimply face ass.
Right.
Really, he might as well have been working at Tower Records, or Starbucks. I mean,
his voice was so expressive that you could actually tell the kind of individual you were dealing with.
The level of indifference that I heard, and here's how the conversation goes, just like this.
There is a helpline. Can I have the last four digits of your number?
Yeah, 5555.
Can I have the number you're calling from, please?
I give him the phone number. He says, how can I help you? And I explained to him, like I did yesterday, Frida passed away 5 months ago. Everything had been in my wife's name, and now stuff's going through a different address for the billing, and I'm having problems using the card online. The guy said to me, well, there are some merchants who, because of fraud, just won't take any orders if the billing doesn't match up with the shipping. I said, I find that hard to believe. He said, that's the way it is. I mean, I'm not kidding you about this kid's attitude.
He just got an attitude.
Right? And I said, well, gosh, I've got a Visa card that's got a pretty big limit on it, and I would like to use that card. There are some sites that only take Visa and MasterCard. What would you suggest? I said, I went through a similar situation yesterday with American Express, and they were really able to help me out and walk me through this. He said, well, I guess if there's a merchant that has a problem with the fact that the billing and the shipping are different, yeah, I guess I just use the American Express card. And now, he didn't say it with a smile in his voice like the American Express guy did.
No. He said it with the same kind of, it was indifference is what you got. Where, so, where it's like, you can jump off that bridge, doesn't matter to me.
So I say to this punk, I say, excuse me for a second. Is this call being recorded? Some are, some aren't. I said, can I have your name, please? My name is Matt. I said, last name, please. V. I said, I don't get anything more than that? Nope. I said, I'd like to speak to a supervisor, please.
There you go.
Okay. And not even a hold or have a nice day. It's right away.
Right
away, I get Christmas. It's like, you know.
Yeah. Been there. So Matt has obviously had that request before. Matt seems to be familiar with that.
So I spend my, whatever it is, 5 minutes on hold. And then a lady picks up the telephone, and she goes, hello, can I help you? And I explain to her the situation. And I say, and she says, there are actually some businesses that are, because they're worried about fraud with credit cards, that really some businesses don't take if you've got a separate shipping or billing address. Yeah. I said, well, you know, the pimply-faced ass on the phone, those are the words I used. I said, the pimply-faced ass on the phone just told me to use my American Express. I said, because I mentioned to him that there was a similar problem, and she said, oh, how did he say that to you? And I said, don't you tape the phone calls? And she said, not all calls are taped.
Right.
Do you know his name? I said, yes, Matt. Did he give you his last name? I said, no, Matt V. I said, is he sitting there in a room with you? And she said, oh, no.
No.
And I said, okay, well, you're going to have to walk me through this because I asked to speak to a supervisor. She said, I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The person that you were talking to could have been anywhere in America.
Could be, or outside of America in some cases.
Yeah, right.
Could be in New Delhi.
In Swahili, right. You know, whatever. So I said, I'm really at my wit's end here. That I don't feel like I'm being treated fairly by your credit card company, that the guy on the phone was like giving me an attitude like, hey, if you don't like it, screw it. I said, I think what I'm going to do is just rip up the card and just exclusively use the other card.
Right.
And then this is where they drop the ball. She says to me, and the woman who's not a jerk, who's very nice, she said, well, that's your prerogative as a customer. That's your prerogative. And I said, well, okay, that's my prerogative, and I guess I'm going to rip the card up now, and I won't be using it anymore, and thank you very much. And then she said to me, thank you. And I said, what are you thanking me for? And she said, thank you for the coaching experience. And I said, what? She said, I'm going to now have to go find the person that you talked to and see if there was a tape of you talking to him, and even if there wasn't a tape of you talking to him, I'm going to have to look at your record and find out which person talked to you. And this will be a good opportunity for me to go back and talk to somebody and coach them and help them on the proper way to deal with somebody. And at this point, I'm now losing it with the lady who seems...
Oh, God!
The lady who seems...
But still nobody's helping you.
No, the lady who seemed to be nice. Now I'm mad at her. I'm saying, well, great. I can't order a freaking thing off the internet with your credit card. You've told me to use another credit card. I'm telling you I'm mad. I'm telling you I'm going to cancel my account. I've got a big credit limit. I'm not bragging about that. I'm just using anything I can do to I say, and you tell you pissing this money away.
Where's Joe Pesci when you need him?
And you are telling me that it's a good coaching experience for you.
Yo, Matt V, we became aware of your conversation. We'd like to speak with you for a few moments.
Hey, the problem is the fact that he is somewhere else. I would venture to say even if she does track him down, nothing's going to happen to him. I mean, that's why he treats people like that.
Screw it. I ripped up the card today. Screw it.
There you go.
And then after I ripped it up and canceled it,
The thing is, though, it's not like, you know, you can't go get another type of Visa card. You know, it's
from
just
another bank.
They're all competitive. I mean, there are 3 million different visas.
I know. It's just, you know, it's my lucky one.
Oh, I didn't know that. Jesus,
yeah, here like we go. Tell me it had a Packer logo on it.
It did.
God almighty.
This is my Packer card.
Do you have a Packer MasterCard?
No, I don't have a Packer. I only have a Packer.
Did you hear what he did right there?
What?
Did you say MasterCard?
Did I?
Yeah, yes, you did. MasterCard.
Yes, you did.
Huh.
So anyway, it's just...
So do you only have one now?
Only one what?
Card.
Card.
I have two.
Oh, okay.
I have two.
So you do have, you know, at least you got one. You always have to have, I think, two. For one to go to if you get in trouble with the other one.
I've got two, but I ripped that one up, and boy, I was pissed. I was freaking steamed.
Well, wait, you said you had two and you ripped one up, or you had three and you ripped one up?
That's right.
No, I had two of that one. I had...
No, I'm talking about how many credit cards do you have? Like, how many do you have?
Companies.
You know, how many companies do you have?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
You don't know how many credit cards you have?
No.
But you had three main ones, basically, American Express, Visa, and MasterCard, and you've torn up the Visa for now.
I only have two.
Hold on.
Well, three if you count my bank.
Who's on the phone? Is that JB?
Yeah, no, it's a Bradshaw.
Oh, Bradshaw. Oh, Christ. All right, hold on.
Wonder what he'd do.
Costco.
You don't count gas cards.
First Teeter.
No. I gotta get a gas.
You say Tony?
Amoco.
I'd like to find out every year how much I spend.
Two
will do you.
Two.
Two's fine.
Two.
Two's, and that's after you tore one up.
Yep, that's two.
You're gonna be fine.
After I tore one up.
So it's American Express and like Visa or MasterCard.
Yeah, anyway, screw Visa. And now joining us on the telephone.
On the line.
Oh my God, where's the music?
Aww.
You know, does nothing work around here?
Exactly.
I swear to Christ, this is so embarrassing. Really, that's good. Just hit it and... Now, I'm pretty sure this is the great Terry Bradshaw.
Is Terry on the line?
From Fox and NFL Sunday. Terry?
Terry's on the line.
Hey, Terry. Welcome to our show.
Terry,
hey.
Thank you for coming on.
Is JB on the line?
Yes, we have JB right here. JB.
Fellas.
Here he is.
Now. Right. And we got the whole happy family here.
Hey, Mike, what did you do in Lenny Don off last week?
Oh, hold on, guys.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. What was that, JB?
Did Mike let Don go off and enjoy himself? Was it last week or week before last?
That was last week, yeah. I had a little family emergency. But Terry, didn't I hear you say something right away about JB being fat?
I said, how many people come on your show at 6'6", 310 pounds, and started off by Sellers?
Oh, here we go.
Hey, did you guys hear him do that little Harvard thing last week?
Oh, yeah.
That was powerful.
With the quarterback of the Rams, right?
Oh, gee.
From Harvard. Now, here's the background on this. Terry,
yeah.
JB is a good friend of ours, and he called us off the air. This is no BS.
I know what he did.
Calls off the air. Well, you know this. And he says, I need some put-down jokes for Terry.
We bring it to our listening audience. Our listening audience goes nuts over this. They relish the opportunity to shower us with all these different put-downs. And then we send them off to JB, and thank God he's used a few of them.
Now, do they bother you at all, Terry?
No, because I've heard them about Jeff Foxworthy has used every one of them.
Not all of them.
Jeff Foxworthy wrote every one of them.
There's
the
not a lot of them.
The tree has no branches. Real old. And you know what? JB's such a nice guy. It kills him when he rips. He just kills him. Doesn't bother me, which bothers me that it doesn't bother me. But
now,
I cherish it. I enjoy it.
Now, JB, since you've had your list, and we see you there with your big binder of put-downs on the set,
do you
feel stronger? Do you feel more able to fight Terry?
Hey, you know, Terry is so flat-out true on this. I've worked with Terry for 20 years now. He laughs at how it hurts me to throw a joke or a put down at him when it doesn't bother him in the slightest. But, you know, the thing about Terry called me up before the season started. He said, JB, you know I love you. I said, yeah, I know you do. Why? What's up? What are you going to say? JB, I'm coming at you all season long. And I thought when he saw the tear in my eye on Thanksgiving Day, that would have him to ease up. Not Bradshaw.
Not a chance. You know,
if it wasn't for JB, I wouldn't have any fun on that show.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. You know, Terry, you enjoy the interplay like this with the fact that JB now has this list of you know, no matter how unoriginal they are, he's got this list of insults ready to go. Does this mean that you're going to maybe ramp it up a little bit for JB?
Let me tell you what. He slides his rip list over and says, which one do you think?
That's how nice a guy he is.
Oh, you're busted, JB.
I'm not kidding you. I went, these aren't any good. Here, I got one for you.
Hey, Don and Mike, but the thing is, though, what Terry did, the essence of the story is true. He said, let me see that list. I said, no, I have to rip you. He said, let me see the list. I gave him the list. He says, okay, now throw out that one. Use this one right here. There you go. Use that one.
I heard a couple of weeks ago, I don't remember which game it was, because I'm like everybody, I watch all of them, and you guys do the different halftimes for a lot of games. When you're doing the update, at one point, JB, I don't even know. Terry didn't even say anything to provoke you. It was just, you said, well, get ready for the blonde bomber who once again is lying through his tooth. And I knew that was one of the dumb jokes you'd gotten from us. But, like, you threw it out there. He didn't say anything to you.
Right.
It's just, you know what, like I told you. Number one, it's just so old. And it's funny just to see him. He tried to just, you know, just attack me.
Mike, here's the deal.
Say I'm laughing.
Terry has heard it all, and I told somebody else, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Terry Bradshaw has absolutely the quickest wit of anyone with whom I have ever worked on the speaker circuit. You know, he's consistently rated 1, 2, or 3 as a celebrity motivational speaker. Now, hold on. It's true stuff. And then Don and Mike, whenever I rip him, I go home to Mom Brown, who's like, now, James, you know you shouldn't say that about Terry. Like, Mom, did you hear him rip me? But though Terry's okay, he means that playfully. You don't know how to do that, so just leave him alone.
You don't know how to do that. That's funny. I sometimes have some cruel stuff, and I it's funny as all get out. But I just can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, you guys.
I haven't even talked about the pizza oven in its dressing room yet.
Like, the thing is, my mother won't even let me call him the name that he calls himself. He calls himself the lovable redneck. I get ripped about calling him back.
Yeah, but, you know, Terry has a point, JB. You notice that pizza oven in the dressing room, did you hear how effortless that was for him right there?
It rolled right off the tongue.
I mean, it's just, it's part of breathing, isn't it, Terry? It's part of your breathing to be able to do that.
Sometimes, first of all, we can't do it. We can't do what I would like to do half 90% of the, you don't have time and you're rushing through that show. You got You guys have heard that show. I mean,
yeah.
Gosh, it goes
it.
Out to the field. It comes back for a quick sound bite from us, back out to Frank, over to Jillian, back out again into us. And there's, you really don't have any time. It almost has to flow naturally, you
right.
know, like JB throwing, you know, talking about talking through his one tooth. I mean, that's a flow, and that's a natural flow, and so it works. It's funny there. If you stage it up and everything,
right.
everybody knows it's staged. So it's better that it just comes occasionally. When it does come, it's natural.
And can I ask?
It's real.
Can I ask both of you guys? I noticed two areas that both of you guys like to go at, and you don't stay there long. And I love it when you discuss either race or
yeah.
or
they're jumping on that race case.
Yeah, and it's and God, don't take offense. I don't want to get my ass kissed, but there's a lot of. Homo erotica on there. There's a lot of hand holding with you two.
I actually love him, and he loves me, and we get a kick out of doing. We get a kick out of doing that, don't we, James?
Hey, Don and Mike, year one, as candid and as honest as Bradshaw is, he told me right before we went on the air, JB, you need a little mint for that breath. I mean, it's melting my makeup. It's burning my makeup. So what we would do every week is I would spray my breath, and then I would blow it his way. He would check to make sure it was all right. And inevitably, he would say, spray it again. You know, so I did it twice. And this was our routine in the studio. But no, let's go out on a remote in a stadium. I try to go through the routine again and blow it in Terry's face. He says, no, JB, not out in public. He's not in public. I don't want folks to know about our interracial marriage. Is that the deal?
That is funny. And, Terry, if I...
That is true. I mean, it's kind of like some things work better at home. You don't do the PDA in public.
Right. Now, Terry, I...
You got to keep it to yourself, but now, JB wanted to spray and breathe on one another. I went, nah.
Hey, but Don, I like the good thing about Terry Bradshaw is he is an equal opportunity abuser. Because over the past year, he looked at Jimmy Johnson and didn't like the response he gave him, so Jimmy was called Starchhead by Terry. Of course, he looked at Howie with the big head. He's called Howie from day one Buckethead. And now this year, 11 and a half years later, he's wearing me out, so that's not bad, Oz.
No, but I'm only wearing you out because I love you. And you've been on a diet for 11 and a half years.
JB, you got to come back now. You got
the food this man eats on Sunday. I don't know how a human being can eat that much food. And even though it's on his diet list, you eat 10,000 calories of something that's supposed to be good for you. You're gonna gain weight.
Now, JB,
2,000 eggs. And it just smells like someone's been flagellating all day, and it drives you nuts, runs you out.
JB, you've got to come back and say to him, what's it like eating possum out by the cement pond?
Hey, I'm going to be knocking possum.
Yeah, no.
Are you kidding me?
Terry has brought it to the studio, has crawled out of there before the show is over with. We know that.
Jesus. May I ask, JB, a couple of weeks ago, I know this is not a joke you got from us, Jimmy Johnson was down at the far end of the desk and was mumbling something, and you called him Mel Tillis. And Jimmy Johnson really said that. You know how Terry says, not funny.
Right, right.
Jimmy Johnson really looked and said, not funny.
Was that his line? Mel Tillis was going over his line? Is that what it was?
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson was...
One of our colleagues, Mike Berger, who was one of the brightest research guys who any company could ever have. Mike Berger said that I ought to use that. Terry Bradshaw reminded me before we got on the show, JB, you have to do that.
Mel Tillis.
It hurt to do that to Jimmy because he looked at me like, JB, JB.
That's keeping the memory of Mel Tillis alive. I think that's fantastic.
And Terry, for the record, when you, everybody loves, not funny, Frank, not funny.
I had to quit doing it.
Yeah, now tell us about the boss of Fox called you up and told you to knock it off, right?
They said that my negative reaction to Frank was hurting the ratings of the segment.
Huh.
And I said, you got to be kidding. It's okay for him to call me stupid, bald, and everything, but for me to retaliate is not acceptable. And they said, Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Just leave him alone. I left him alone, and then, because every week I sit around and I prepare for Frank. And so I've left him alone until last week, and then he nailed me again. And so this week,
You're ready.
I'm gonna have to hurt the little fat guy. Not funny, Frank.
Oh, you guys are great.
Not funny. Terry
told me I didn't have a Heisman. I told him I could do two. I bought one on eBay.
Hey, Don, as a matter of fact, when I was blessed to win an Emmy a few years ago, Terry called me up and said, well, JB, you know, I haven't won an enema yet. Can you make one for me? So, there it is.
Oh, man. You guys, you know, it really is. I think the more it happens, the better. I think people love it. And you're right, Terry. You can't rehearse that. It does have to kind of flow naturally, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, you can't. This isn't a Comedy Central thing. Obviously, it's a football. It's supposed to be a football show, but
oh, really?
Fox is. I think our approach. I don't even know if it's Fox's approach, but our approach or my approach has been too much football is too much. The fans get a little bit bored. They can't follow it. You've got a broadcast team following the pregame show. It ought to be lighthearted, touch on a little bit of what's going on, kind of set the table, but not in a very. You know, now this week, you know, we try, or at least I try to in kind of a light way, but not always. I mean, there's some serious moments, certainly.
Right.
This week will be one when we talk about the Lions, and it'll be, believe it or not, I've talked to quite a few coaches around the league, and we've got Atlanta this week going to Carolina, and we've got Vikings who are playing with. So there'll be some good stuff this week and not so much the fun and games. But for the most part, I think for us, because – I don't know. We're there 12 hours, mm-hmm. And if you don't have a sense of humor,
yeah.
you will lose your mind because 90% of what we're watching is bad. bad. And so, I mean, cut me some slack here, and so it's been a. It's been a wonderful show for a lot of years, and I know JB is not signed up, and so I'm strongly feeling, though, that that'll just happen. All the white guys have signed.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to read into that.
He's
JB.
Putting pressure on you, JB.
All the whites are signed. I heard that.
He's
all
putting
the
a little
guys,
pressure on you right now.
All the white guys are signed.
Must be contract time.
Boy,
have you ever thought about that?
I so wish I could say something, but he knows I can't.
I got one time he pulled up a baseball bat, and it was black, and he said, Terry, what did me and this bat have in common? And I like, looked at him and go, you got to be kidding. I can't go there. You got to get me fired. And he's laughing.
You know, maybe someday we'll get the Fox NFL Sunday that, what do they call that, like when it's uncensored, when it's...
Oh, sure, where it's the DVD.
You pretty much get it.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
although in between, Jamie, how come I'm doing all the talking?
Terry, it's your show, just like the Fox NFL Sunday show. You are the straw that stirs the drinks.
I am not the straw that stirs. I'm the straw that gets thrown in the trash can. I'm the bad guy. I'm the heart and soul. I'm the nuts and bolts. I'm the guy that digs deep into what's going on around the league. Are you kidding me?
No, I told Don and Mike, JB, bring Terry on the program. It is your program today. And you know what? To give Terry some proper credit here, when he talked about the kind of show that we have, from day one, and to Terry's credit, he told the producers, he told the boss, look, let's rehearse once, maybe twice, and let's leave it alone. Let's not go on the air stilted and stuffed. Let's make it extemporaneous. If we make a mistake, so what? Half America can appreciate that if you have fun with it, and that's the way we've gone at it from day one.
Yeah, right. It's worked.
Shame. It's a shame you can't sign up for that, JB.
Yeah, it's worked. You know, you know what you can't do? You can't fool America. If you ever listen to me do highlights, and I get Yuma Nura and Ulo Vala Gato Mukamala. People, Miller, hate me. I haven't gotten one of them right yet.
Terry, can I tell you?
It just gets comical. Holly is over there phonetically writing them out as I'm doing it. It's just downright funny. It's disrespectful. But that's, I mean, our highlights are the fastest moving highlights, and I got the thickest tongue, and it gets downright funny.
Hey, Don and Mike, if this is the closest that I'll go to the line in this conversation, Terry will squirm a little bit. As he's doing the highlights, he will get a few names like Kabir Baja Biamela or Step Fred Williams or Al G. Crumpler, and he'll turn and look at me like, well, JD, why do you all do that, you know? And I said, hey, thank God for all the Billy Bob Sims and Leroy whoever, please, you know?
I mean, I look at some of these names, and I'm just, you know, lost. I pray. You know how many times I've looked at JB? I hope I have a good game.
Because then he got to go with the name a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I got to give him a nickname. I got to find him a nickname because I just butcher it. Absolutely butcher it. And, of course, I got Howie and Jimmy off to my left off camera chalking up with the check marks. One mistake.
Now, when you do the halftimes for five or six different games,
right,
Terry, do you F up the name every time?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a slow learner. Absolutely. I not only will do it in the first highlight, I'll do it in the post game too. What do you say, JD? I'm equal opportunity guy.
Equal opportunity.
Get you early, get you late, be mad at me all day.
The last question we'll ask, we'll let you guys go. Last week you're waiting to do the post game show, and that Seattle game just will not end.
Yeah.
And I'm like everybody at home. I'm loving the fact that there's a game on. It's overtime. It's on till after 8 o'clock.
Right.
But they keep announcing, stay tuned for the OT.
Right.
And I'm wondering, when do they tell you that you're not going on?
Yeah, is there a particular time when they tell you it's you're not going to do it?
Yes. We knew that our OT was – they kept whittling it down, didn't they, JB?
Absolutely.
It went from 46 minutes to 30 to 20 – to 12, to hold on, we may just do scores, just a score rip, to, we have to sit there till you're off the air because anything can happen.
Right.
We take it up to the, top of the hour, JV?
Absolutely, 8 o'clock, yep.
Yeah, that's what I was curious if you guys all had to sit there with your suits on,
and
just wait.
There the whole time. We sit, and we sit.
And have a great time.
Well, Terry,
and we sit there and we smoke cigars and people scream at us.
But you guys are, really, we appreciate you coming on the show, and you guys are a pleasure to watch. It really does come
true. I look forward to my Philips 46-inch screen. Thank you so much for somebody a very nice Christmas present.
Is that what we offered, Mr. Bradshaw?
That's right. And we're getting it from Aaron's.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Aaron's.
Yeah, no problem at all.
All right,
not
Terry,
a problem here.
Good talking to you. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, listen. Let me be the first to say Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Thank you, Terry. Thank
you. You got it. JB, I love you, man.
Hey, and he knew that I would cover Kwanzaa, right?
But whatever.
Hey, Merry Christmas, right. Without a doubt.
Right.
Hey,
you guys.
Thanks a lot.
See you later.
Bye, guys.
See you Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's James Brown, Terry Bradshaw from Fox NFL Sunday.
JB, are you still there?
Well, you know what? Is it a piece of work or what?
Yeah.
Listen.
Just a piece of work. You know what, fellas? It's like this. We get into the studio at 5:30 Pacific time Sunday mornings, and we leave at 5 o'clock in the evening. And he is non-stop the whole time. The boy must sleep real well at nighttime. Let me tell you.
But JB, I just have to point out again. It comes, like Mike said, it comes so naturally to him.
It does. He does it effortlessly.
He got in body blow. No pun intended. Body blow. While you're saying what a great TV star he is.
I would imagine, JB, that back when he was in the locker room, he always talked about camp and the rookies come in. I bet he had to be on the Pittsburgh Steelers, the ringleader, when they were torturing rookies coming into camp.
all of his colleagues, everyone I've met said, you know what, he's a different guy, but he kept us laughing. He is the same guy today as he was back then, and that's what makes him so unique. He really is a television personality plus, and it's a blessing working with him. I've known him for 20 years, as I mentioned. We've got a great relationship, and it's true. My mother will not let me talk badly about it, but your listeners have provided me with some great material, C-plus material, thank goodness, that which can be said on TV, and it will continue to come.
All right, JB, have a great, great weekend and a good holiday, and thanks for getting Terry on. It's always great to have you on the show, JB.
And please tell Rob and Beth Ann, as usual, love them very much. You guys have a great weekend, too.
Okay, thank you, JB.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. There he is, the great James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday with Terry Bradshaw. Yeah.
He doesn't like breathing. You could tell. You could just tell. I mean, he doesn't have anything in front of him. He's just, sending them out there. That's fun.
How about when Terry Bradshaw got going on all the guys with the African names?
Oh, that's hysterical. Yeah. And you know that he can't pronounce them.
And I don't know if anybody caught it because there was like 8,000 people talking at once, but he said, I hope JB gets that deal done. I hope you know the white guys got their deals done.
That's right. I didn't know that he was in the middle of a contract negotiation. Who knew?
And also, pizza oven.
In his
come on.
That was a gem.
Yeah, I mean.
That was a gem.
That knocked JB down. Yeah. Like, James Brown is down.
It doesn't have to be the material. It's just the way it's delivered. Right. I'm still going back to that tape we had when, that chicken, that truckload of chickens, just the way he says they're guys that do it and guys that don't.
All right, well, that's the great JB and Terry Bradshaw. And listen for your jokes.
Mm-hmm.
You, the Don and Mike listeners, listen for your jokes on Fox NFL Sunday.
You send them in to us. We send them to JB. He shows them to Terry. Terry gives them the good ones to give back to him. So we found out that's the way it works
today. System.
Yeah. Got a pizza oven.
Pizza oven is dressing.
The Don and Mike exclusive.
Pizza's ready. Oh, my God.
He got the name Kabooga. Hey, what was the thing about pulling out a black bat? There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff on that show that I guess we don't hear about.
Well, you know, it's the two guys. I mean, really, it's the one side of the set, the other side of the set. You get the impression that Jimmy Johnson and Howie Long are just sitting over there staring at them most of the time, going, what the hell's going on?
Well, and I guess the guy fed, they said that the guy fed JB the line, because what happened about Jimmy Johnson, because he said, well, I want to tell you, I think that the Dallas Cowboys, and JB said without breaking stride, said, all right, thank you very much there, Mel Tillis. And
that's meaner than he normally
gets. Yes, and Jimmy Johnson looked at him and went, that's not funny. Not like the Terry Bradshaw, not funny.
On that set, wouldn't you think that Jimmy Johnson, of all of them, would probably be the toughest guy that would have the most trouble maybe taking the joke on that show?
No, I still think Terry is.
You think Terry has the hardest time taking the joke?
Mm-hmm.
I know that they're all very, very separate when they get in the sauna as well, so it carries over.
The Fox NFL Sunday sauna.
That's right, DOC. Something
tells me
they never have to turn on the bubbles.
Something tells me that Jimmy Johnson, especially if you would get him, like, I don't want to say the thing that's going to set off the alarm.
No. Created.
If you got him
bombed,
good and bombed,
yeah,
that he probably would really, really loosen up. And
loosen up in what way? Loosening up has so many different incarnations. You can loosen up by being funny, or you can loosen up by, going over the table and grabbing the waitress.
I think funny. And I think more of the good old boy would come out. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other hand, Howie Long, to me, always looks constipated. I mean, he always just has that look.
Well, Howie scares us too. Howie's been in the studio, and Howie is the most scary. Terry would still scare me, I think, if he was in the studio.
I think if you got a Howie Long drunk, he'd say, fire, bad.
Okay, Rob.
That's what you.
It's Rob Spiewak, incidentally. For those members of Howie's immediate family that may be listening down in Virginia where he lives.
Hi, Howie.
Hi, Howie. It's Rob Spiewak. So, what's this I hear you compared me to Frankenstein, you little ass?
That was actually Beth Ann. She preceded me.
Dallas, thank you, Mel Tillis.
So you think Jimmy Johnson would be a barrel of laughs if you get him a little load?
Yeah, I think of the four guys on that show, I think the tightest ass, and I do mean that in both ways.
Oh, it's got to be Howie.
It's Howie. I think so.
I think Howie's probably the most serious of the bunch.
Because I could see Jimmy Johnson doing some redneck jokes or doing like your mama's so fat.
Good
and
old
obviously,
boy.
You know, JB and Terry Bradshaw will do the racial stuff and do the homo stuff.
Right. If I'm having a party though, I want Bradshaw there. I want Bradshaw at the front of the line.
Oh, hold on. Here's a tape. Here's a good example of Howie Long from Fox NFL Sunday.
Good. Good, good.
Oh, there we go. Rob put that.
Good, good.
Rob put that in the machine.
I don't know where that tape came from.
Frankenstein, we got a break. Thank you, JB. Thank you, Terry. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.